Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Sherry Andrea Psychic Empath Show with your host, Sherry Andrea. Sherry Andrea brings her listeners interesting discussions and topics related to empathy, psychic and spiritual development, as well as energy work. She is herself a psychic empath, healer, coach, author, and founder of SherryAndrea.com. Welcome, and here is your host, Sherry Andrea.
Hello and welcome everyone. Happy Wednesday night, and I'm glad you could join me. We, of course, have with us tonight my co-host, Stella. Say hello, Stella.
Hi, good evening, everybody.
And tonight, we have Christia Cummings, who is an angel medium, and she is going to be talking about, you know, what she does. So you're going to have an opportunity to find out all about Christia, what she does, how she helps people. And the really cool thing about her is that she's not just an angel medium, but also she's an artist, she's a healer, she is also an empath herself, a channeler and a Reiki master. So, I mean, I just love people like this because they're very, very well-rounded. Often when you seek help from them, the really cool thing, the neat thing is that they can help you on so many different levels that, you know, finding somebody like this to get help from is really invaluable. And I know that Christia, she also, she does energy healings, and tonight she's also going to bless us by doing something unique, and she's going, well, unique for us, for our show, something that we haven't done before, which is she's going to walk us through a 5 to 10 minute meditation after we chat with her for a while. Now, I want to let everybody know that's listening right away, if you want to get a reading tonight from Christia, you need to call as soon as possible and get in the queue. The number is 714-816-4750. And I'll make this announcement again before we start doing the readings, but as usual, as I always say, you need to try to keep it to one question. And yes, we would like a specific question. But tonight, you know, if you don't have a specific question in mind, you just have a general area you want to know about, then what she'll do instead is she'll pull one card for you, one angel card, and do a reading that way. So now I am very excited to welcome Christia Cummings. Christia, how are you tonight?
Thank you. I'm really, really great, and I'm so grateful to be with you tonight, Miss Sherry. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome, and it's nice. Tonight's show has, like, a nice energy feel to it. I think it's because it's the, you know, night before Thanksgiving, so it has this nice, energetic, soft, you know, gratitude kind of feel to it. I don't know if you've noticed.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I was feeling it before. I always like to just kind of tap in to the energy before I call in, and I definitely felt that.
Yeah.
Like the night before energy. I love it.
Yes, I know. It just has a night before Christmas kind of feel to it. Actually, it does. And now let's find out, let's talk about you.
Okay.
I found your website so interesting because of all the different things that you do, including we're going to talk a little bit later and give people information on the T-shirts you do. So I am going to want you to tell people about, you know, the art that you do in these T-shirts that you sell, because I really liked your artwork. And for those of you listening who want to kind of pull it up while we're on the show talking about it, Christia's website is Christia, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A, Cummings, C-U-M-M-I-N-G-S com. So while we're talking, you can go there and pull it up and start looking. Because even though you're a medium, I mean, have you been an artist all your life?
Yep. My grandma says that I could draw before I could walk. She says I could do two things. She says I could draw and play cards before I could walk.
That's funny. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, that sounds like something a grandmother would say.
She taught me the cards. But I, from a very, very early age, I remember getting in trouble for drawing on walls. I mean, I would just be drawn to a pencil or a pen or a crayon or any writing utensil, and I would draw on walls, I would draw on napkins, I would draw on paper, tablecloths, my own skin, just doing designs and doodles and hearts and spirals. And then I studied art all my life. And I went to, I have my bachelor's in fine arts and my master's in fine arts in painting. Yeah, and that's how I ended up in Savannah, Georgia, was to go to the Savannah College of Art and Design to get my master's in fine arts. And when I came to Savannah, I felt like I wasn't a stranger here. I felt like I had lived here all my life. And I found out doing my thesis project that the doodles I had drawn all my life were actually ancient symbols from different cultures all around the world. And then that led me into, I always knew I was somewhat intuitive, but it wasn't until I really started to delve into that that I realized not everybody was like me.
Right, exactly.
And when you start to have those realizations, you're kind of like, oh, and then I never really had talked to people about it, you know, and I just happened, you know, it's really beautiful when you're ready to open. The universe will put human angels in front of you to help you, and that's kind of the magic that happened with me. I was very blessed to just literally have people come out of the woodwork and say, you know, like I got an astrology ring that said, oh, you're a healer. And I'm like, well, no, I'm an artist. And no, you're a healer, you know. And then and then meeting, I met this lady. She's passed since then, but she was kind of like my mentor. She was in her 80s. And my official name is Christine on my birth certificate. But when I met her, she said, no, your name is Christia. She said, because of the fairy energy, the fairy angel energy. And she's like, it's a lighter vibration.
Right.
And she was like in her 80s, and she might have even been older than that, but she was this wonderful, intuitive channel medium psychic that I studied under for a few years. And she really took me under her wing and helped me. And then I had some other people that I studied with, a shaman, I studied with a crystal healer, I studied with a variety of different people over the years that kind of help hone, you know, my gifts.
Now I get this question a lot. A lot of people, I think, that even when they're starting out on the path and they're ready to learn so much, they get to this point where they're ready to learn, but they're looking for help. Why don't you tell everyone, how did you end up coming across all the people that you studied with? How did that happen for you?
God put them in my path. I was really, really blessed. At the time, after grad school, I worked part-time. Well, I ran an art gallery, but then I also worked part-time in a metaphysical bookstore. And it was downtown in Savannah, and that was really the height of people coming from all over the world to Savannah to meet people and stuff. And so I kind of was just thrown in the thick of it, and ended up picking up a drum one day and a feather and cleared somebody's energy. And then I had some sage, and then I really, honestly, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just following instincts. And but that store really put a lot of people in my path and unique
right.
people to show me different things and to teach me different things and also for me to just to begin to trust my own intuition and what I was hearing and feeling.
Now, did
and
you purposely go to work at this metaphysical store, or were you, like, guided there?
Well, I was shopped there when I was a student, a grad student, and then I was just in there one day, and the owner said, I just really like your energy. Would you like a part-time job? And I already had a full-time job, and I said, oh, no. I already have a job. And she said, well, we give you discounts. And she said, I just, you know, just be part-time. And what's okay. funny is, so I said, oh, okay, you know, I would get a discount. And I ended up buying the store later on.
Oh, wow.
I ended up owning the store for a few years with a friend. And I'm not in the retail business anymore. But, you know, it just, you know, how, like I say, just – When you're in the right path, when you're in the flow, when you're doing what the universe wants you to be doing, the universe, the angels, God, will put human angels in your path to assist you, to
right.
help you.
Right,
and,
exactly.
And I was very, very blessed to have those human angels step forth and to help me.
Absolutely.
And, yeah.
Now, how did you, is the thing that you do majority of the time is be a medium, an angel medium? Is that what you do most often?
Yeah, I would say it's a combination. When someone makes the commitment to work with me, let's say you would call me or email me and say, oh, I want an appointment, let's say next Wednesday. Then when you make that commitment, the angels and your guides and my guides already kind of start to lay down the groundwork
right.
energetically. And then when you would call me or Skype me, then I start with a prayer. But then I also... I'm channeling, but I'm also sending energy. Because I'm a Reiki master, I can send energy
yeah.
anywhere. You know, I work with people all over the world. I can send you energy, you know, like the snap of a finger.
Right.
So, and then I also use sound. When I began to open up, I had an experience with Archangel Gabriel. And he put his horn in my throat, so I'm able to make, I say sounds, but my clients say I'm actually singing, and I just open, and the angels come through me, and that vibration, their vibration is carried on the sounds that I make.
Exactly.
And the sounds touch people down to a cellular level,
yes.
especially their heart, and it helps them release emotional pain, emotional traumas, things that people may have carried on for other lifetimes that they're not even aware of, that
yes.
those things begin to melt.
Well, I'm always telling people, and usually it's by way of them saying to me, if I ask them, you know, what their spiritual practices are, what they're doing in a coaching session, and they say, oh, I pray, but I don't pray out loud. I always pray silently to myself. And I always tell them, you know, sound is very powerful. Try doing your practices out loud.
Amen.
And a lot of people think it doesn't make a difference.
Oh,
however, they would be amazed.
That is the biggest difference, and I'm so happy you say that, because that's the first thing I tell people. Ask out loud, pray out loud, because you are asking, and then you open to receive, and it's just like a snap of a finger. It literally could be the difference between manifesting and not manifesting.
Exactly. And, yeah, I think sound is so powerful. So, I mean, so you basically, at the same time you're helping people, do you also try to enlighten them and teach them about things such as this?
Oh, yes. I'm way into giving people practical tools. I give all my clients homework. In fact, that's a joke between us. But I do give them homework in between, because the deal is, you know, what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result.
Exactly.
You know, I can clear your energy field all day long, but if you're continuing to do the same patterns that clog up your energy field,
right.
What, you know, I just am compelled and guided to give people tools to assist them to make the positive change that they really, really want to make. And I have
exactly.
I've had to fire clients before who,
yeah.
you
yeah.
know, they're the repetitive clients, you know, and they, you know, they're in a quandary, but
right.
they're not willing to make the action
right.
to help them shift.
Right. Yeah, I always try to explain to people it's not a bad thing if someone fires you and says, you know, I can't work. It's not actually not a bad thing. It just means that they've seen that you're just not in that place quite yet where you're ready to do some, you know, real get down to business work.
Right.
You know,
right.
and you need that. You know, it's two people working. Now, I want to ask you, for those listening who don't know very much about metaphysical topics, can you give a brief explanation of what an angel is?
Sure. I would say an angel.
What an archangel is.
And just an angel is a messenger of the divine. If you would like to use God, whatever you're comfortable with as the higher power, that is an angel, is a messenger of that. I was guided by my angels to call myself an angel medium because I was praying and praying one day and said, how do I take my gifts and make them, you know, practical? How do I put them out in this 3D world and help people? How do I help people understand what I do? Because I combine so many different modalities. You know,
right.
how can I
yeah.
communicate what I do?
And
without,
I totally,
you know,
yeah, I totally understand that. Because, I'm always, I look at your website, and that's why, you know, I was so thrilled about it, is because, you know, I too have a website that reads like yours, where you do so many different things. And I'm like, oh, this is wonderful. You know, I'll be in really good company. So that was a thrill for me.
So how do I put the intangible in a practical 3D format that, you know, helps me be, you know, helps me support myself, but also helps me be of service, because
yes.
that's the whole deal. We're here to be of service. And
right.
so how do I do that practically, you know?
Exactly.
So it ain't always easy, as I always say.
Yeah,
it ain't
no,
always easy being 3D.
Yeah, it isn't. And sometimes you'll get, now for you it may be okay, but do you like being identified as the angel medium, or do you ever feel like it's a little bit limiting because you can help on so many levels?
Oh, no, I don't. I kind of like it. I like angel medium because everybody knows what a medium is.
Right.
So if by me just putting angel in there, people know that I work in the higher realms, the higher frequencies. And,
now, do you also work with ascended masters as well, or is it mainly
just
angels?
I work with the ascended masters. My highest divine self is an archangel.
Okay.
So I am a human angel, and that came through a few months ago, that my highest self, my highest spiritual self is an archangel, and Ezekiela, actually. And to bring that through, I can feel her now. I may start channeling. I can feel her presence. She's going to want to talk. But
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah. So
and then for
I feel
those
her.
Of you listening that don't quite understand, because there are people that have some belief systems that would go, that are just going to go right now, that are going to go, okay, that's not possible. Okay, I understand what you're talking about, and I understand how it works. Now, you know, listeners, you may not understand how it works. Don't worry about that. You know, maybe on another show we'll bring Christia back and we'll get more in depth with it, you know. But for right now, just I almost want to say enjoy the ride. You know, there's always plenty of time to learn more in depth about these things.
Right. I always tell my people, feel it. If it feels right, if you use your own discernment. If it feels right, then go with it. If it doesn't, let it go and move on, you know?
Yes. Now, since you're feeling the energies of one of the archangels, then why don't we go ahead and start doing the meditation, and then we'll see what happens, and then we'll start taking callers.
Okay,
so
you got
those
it.
Of you who are on hold, we're just going to do and join in. We're going to do the meditation for 5 to 10 minutes. So join in so that when you get on the line and she does your reading for you, the energies will be even that much better and stronger. Okay. Go ahead, Christy.
All right. Okay. So if you all now can please close your eyes and take a deep breath. And as you exhale any stresses, any worries that might be weighing on your heart and mind. And this is easy and effortless. Just as you breathe in and you breathe out. And above your head, you can see a beautiful, brilliant, white light. And this beautiful, brilliant light flows in through the top of your head. This beautiful light is your soul's light. It is 100% pure you. And it easily flows in through the top of your head, down into your body, down to every cell in your body, down all the way to the crystals in your bones. And then it begins to flow down your spine like liquid light honey. And again, this is easy and effortless. It freely flows without you even thinking about it. Your soul is so happy to come fully in to your physical form. It is coming home. And your light fills your entire being. That if you were looking at yourself from above, you would no longer see your physical form. It would just be a beautiful ball of light. Just beaming your soul's light. And this light comes out from your feet into the roots like a tree. And these roots go down into the earth, down, down, down into the center of the earth. And there your roots, your light, plugs in to the crystal core of the earth, anchoring your light completely through your physical form all the way to the crystal core of the earth. Take a deep breath and feel this grounding, this connecting, this loving energy from the earth to you easily and peacefully. And then this energy travels back up through your roots, back up through the earth, back up to your toes and your feet, and back up your legs. Again, this is easy, and it easily flows back up through your entire being, up to your neck and shoulders and down your arms to your fingertips, up to the tippy top of your head, and back down into your heart. And there in your heart, this energy takes root. Take a deep breath. Allow your light to take root in your heart. And as you do, you feel a divine presence directly behind you. It is your guardian angel stepping in closer, right directly behind you. They place their beautiful wings around you. They beam their love into your heart, melting away any fears, any judgments, any self-criticisms that you might be holding on to. They beam their love to you now. Open your heart to feel their love. And they sing this light to your heart.
That was awesome.
You're welcome.
That was awesome. I could go to sleep right now.
When I was first opening, I have a really good friend who's a sound therapist, and he actually has a computer program that can put your voice on a computer that, depending on the notes in your voice, he can see like what vitamins you might need or minerals. And my voice has all the notes, so it's a healer's voice.
Okay. Yeah, it was awesome. That was really the sound. I mean, I could really feel it.
You could feel it in your heart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The energy from it was amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so now let's start taking callers. We've got a couple that have been anxiously holding for you and one in the chat room that has a specific,
okay,
very specific question for you. So
okay.
Now, Stella, who's going to be first?
All righty, our first caller, her name is, let me see, because we dropped some calls.
Yeah, I
see, okay,
the one we dropped just came back in again.
Yeah, that's Crystal. Okay, let's see. The first caller is going to be Joan from Michigan.
Okay.
Okay.
Joan from Michigan, how are you?
Oh, just fine. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call, too. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and you're on the air with Christia. Did you have a question for her?
Yes, I do. Hi, Christia.
Hi.
I'm looking for help to figure out who this voice belongs to that I keep hearing right before I go to sleep at night. It's happened quite a few times. And right before I go to sleep, I'm still awake. I hear this very, very deep male voice call my name, just as clear as can be. And then I startle, and then I'm awake, and I'm trying to figure out who this may be and if there's a message behind.
Yeah, I'm shaking my head, yes.
Okay.
It's your angel. It's your guardian angel. You actually have a whole team. It's not just one. And you have been having you've been having a lot of experiences, haven't you?
Yes. But the deep voice, I just can't place it.
Yeah, it's your angel. They want to get your attention. They want to start consciously working with you. It's time. And I want you to get some paper, get a journal, get some sheet paper, however you want to do it. And I'd like you to write out your question and then just begin to open up and let yourself do some automatic writing, because there's just a little part of you that's hesitant, excuse me, to open up, because you're like, well, who am I to receive this magnificent energy? Like, you know, there's a part of you that, like, you know, like, who am I? Am I worthy of this? And I'm here to tell you that it's very, very important, Joan, now that you begin this dialogue, because they're going to help you in so many ways with so many things that you've been, you know, struggling with and wanting to manifest. And it's time. You're right on the verge of a big precipice. Like, you've been working and working and working, and now the door is getting ready to swing wide open for you. So don't have any fear. They want you to, because your fear becomes like an energetic wall that doesn't allow, you know, because they're subtle. They're like a feather, you know, they're very, 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 very subtle. But they're having to boom to get your attention. They want to get your attention. And like I said, you have more than one. Because I'm seeing a big angel, but then I'm seeing like three or four other ones kind of in the background that, depending on what your personal need is at the time, different ones will step forward to offer their assistance. So I just want you to address them as your angel team, and I just want you to, you know, just to start to open and just say, angel team, I'm open to receive. I ask for your help. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then I want you talking out loud to them. Sherry and I were talking earlier about talking out loud, praying out loud, and I just want you to begin to open that conscious dialogue with them. And I tell you what, it's just going to be like a snowball for you.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for you.
Well, I hope so. I mean, it is so clear. It's like somebody standing in the room saying my name.
Yes.
And I also smell things. I can different odors, and then I think of something, and it's gone. And it's
right. Well, the different angels will totally bring that in with smell. Like, I'll smell jasmine or rose before my angel comes in, and there's going to be complete signs. So when you're speaking or working with particular angels, those smells are going to be associated with the different spirit guides and different angels. So they're helping you start to use discernment to know who specifically is coming in on the frequency.
Well, somebody likes Coke. I smell toast. It's like I wake up at night and there's a toaster laying right next to me, and then it's gone, just like that. So, It's just strange.
I know, all the different types of smells that you can smell. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and it does have you questioning, well, who would smell like this, you know?
Exactly. But I get quite a few smells, and they're repetitive, so it's coming from someplace.
Right. It's coming from your angels, yeah.
It's the angels.
Do you feel that, Sherry? Do you feel her on that premises? I just feel like...
Yeah, I actually feel that what it is with the male voice calling her is that she need it, you know how when your clairaudience is just opening and you're just starting to be able to hear, and basically so when you first hear them they're yelling really loud.
Yeah.
She needs to actually verbally out, you know, loud, let them know, okay, I can hear you now, so that they know that they can go ahead and start also talking to her.
Okay. Right.
So I shouldn't be afraid when I startle and then I'm
right.
afraid.
Yeah, so because when you get startled, you're changing your vibration. So when you're in the bed, you drop down to one brainwave state. You startle just slightly, just enough to bring yourself up out of it. And in that state, you bring yourself up out of it, and now you can no longer hear as well.
Exactly.
So the thing to work on is you need to try to learn to stay calm when you hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even sit up. Just stay calm and just close your eyes and focus on just listening.
Okay. So there will be more.
Yes. Oh, yeah. There's going to be lots more. And trust that no harm. And if you're worried or, you know, if you're worried about, a negative being or a not nice spirit, you can always call in Archangel Michael. And one thing I love about him is that, you know, he's big and he's blue flaming energy and he has a blue flaming sword. And I like to say, I call in Archangel Michael and I ask that he be in front of me, behind me, to the left of me, to the right of me, above me and below me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So be it, amen. And then I'll just, you know, and I ask for his protection.
Okay.
And then you can do that, you know, before you go to bed. And then that way you know that, and you can also say, you know, this has been my prayer since 95, that I be a clear, pure channel of the highest love and light, and that I'm only open to speaking to those beings that are aligned to the highest love and light and unconditional love. And when you just put it out there, when you put out that prayer that you're only open to those higher beings, to the highest beings of the highest love and light, then it helps take down some of that fear that something might come in that might not be, you know, of the highest love and light.
Interesting.
And
well,
I know
before I
come on the radio, sometimes I've said this in a couple of shows, I'm usually nervous, like right before I go on. So what I do before I come on is I do call to like Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, and I ask them that they stay while I'm on the show and that they calm my nerves for me. And it's amazing. They always do.
It works.
It works very well. You'd be surprised.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'd be amazed when
it
happens.
I'll try it tonight.
And then you'll be, believe me, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. If you just, you know, do those few things, you'll be surprised with yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait. I can't wait to hear what comes to follow.
Yeah.
Well, keep us posted.
Yes.
Oh, I will.
And thank you for calling tonight.
Yes, thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go right to the next caller.
Okay.
And I think, Stella, is that Melissa in New York?
Right.
Okay. Hi, Melissa. You're on air live. How are you?
I'm good. Well,
you're
my
here
question
with
is... Huh?
You're here with Christina. You have a question for her?
Hi, Christina. Yes.
Hi.
My question is that I've been dating a guy lately, and everything's going good. He treats me good. But today, I was thinking about my ex-boyfriend. He's Ukrainian, blue eyes. And then when I thought about him, I cried because I was thinking about him. And I was thinking, if I was thinking about him, is he thinking about me? I don't know why. You know, I try to move on, but it seems like we have that spiritual connection that we just, you know, I just want to know if he's, was he thinking about me? That's why I thought about him.
I'm going to say yes, because I see the connection. But there, you know, like just because you still have that connection doesn't mean in this lifetime it's going to work out. And I've said this before, we can have many, many soulmates in one lifetime. But sometimes, even though we're soulmates, it doesn't mean that we are meant to be together in this lifetime. And you both came together and you were working on some things, but you're still, it's really important for you to learn from your lessons and to move on and to cut those cords and let them go. Because the relationship you're in now is much healthier than in the relationships you were with that past person that you were thinking about today. And a part of you that was tearing is, you know, of the lost love, of the loss, of the energy that you two had together, but you just couldn't make it work because of the wounded places that you both were in at the same time. You both triggered each other's insecurities, and even though it was really intense and there was a lot of love there, there was also a lot of hurts, a lot of old hurts that were triggered when you guys were together, and like blaming and gaming. You know, like there was a lot of stuff that just couldn't get worked out. And so I'm going to encourage you to let it go, to cut the cords, to let it go, so that you can really begin to experience the love that you deserve, so that you can move forward with no regrets and no more loss in your heart, so that you can wake up tomorrow and start a new day in a new way and really, you know, begin to open up to even more love and more light and more support than you've ever had. And it's time. It's time. But you still have that, you know, that psychic connection with that past love. But it's important to cut those cords, to let it go, so that you can really have what you really want. You really want, you know, all that in a box of Cracker Jacks. And you deserve it.
Yeah.
You deserve it.
And then, and the new guy down with, he, you know, he opens up doors, he's respectful, he pays for everything.
Oh, he's like night and day from the other guy. He's like night and day. And you deserve it, but there's still a part of you that, the wounded part of you, I'm going to say the little girl in you, that still thinks about that other person, but that's only because the two wounded person, he was the wounded person in him, and the wounded person in you were like, you know, like oil and water when you guys were together. And that relationship, even though you did grow, it wasn't a healthy relationship. And the relationship you're in now, it is a healthier relationship. It has fertile ground to grow, whereas the other one didn't have a good fertile ground because you guys were in such a wounded place. And you triggered each other. You guys triggered each other's negative stuff, whereas this one, you're still kind of like in shock, because he treats you like you've never, ever been treated before in this new relationship.
Yeah, I've never been treated like this before. Never.
Yeah. And so you question it all the time because you're like, who is this person even really real? Because you've never experienced it before. And you need to know that you are worthy of love and that you are worthy of someone to treat you this well. You are worthy. You deserve it. And so it's really important to know that you are worthy and you are worthy of this kind of love. And so I really want you just to, actually, I'm going to do it right now. If I have your permission, I'll cut the cord.
Okay. Oh, gosh, I'm okay. Scared.
You ready? You right. ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. So I'm calling in Archangel Michael's blue samurai sword. I ask now that you cut the cords. So he's swooping down all around your body, cutting the cords. We release these cords with the highest love and light, never to be reattached again. We ask that they return to their origin and harm none. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So be it. Amen.
Did you feel the lightness? Do you feel a little bit lighter?
I feel a little bit lighter.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it always feels.
It's a big step. But
yeah. It's a huge step.
I think the new guy deserves all of me, not a little bit of me.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you
wow,
still
that's
have
a big thing.
You still have your memories. It's just that you didn't need to have that connection.
Mhm. Definitely.
Yeah. It was holding you back from experiencing all the love you deserve. You get that?
I get that. I mean I have been in terrible relationships, and I feel like this is like the first one that's actually normal, like good.
Right. Well, now you're going to be able to really put all of yourself in it. And don't forget, now if you want more of Christia's help, go to her website, ChristiaCummings.com. The link is on the show page. So if you decide in the future, if there's more help that you need with clearing something from the past, go to her website because, you know, this is what she does. This is the type of thing that she helps people with. And you would be amazed at how you can improve your life. So I hope that was helpful.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
you're
welcome.
Big help.
You deserve it. You need to know that you deserve it, darling. I want you to go, when you go to my website, I want you to go to the art tab, and I want you to scroll down, and I want you to look at my new angel heart blessing activators for the one that says, I am love. I want you to look at that. I want you to look at that image. And I want you to know that I just want you to feel that vibration, that pure love vibration coming right at you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much, ladies.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Okay, that was excellent. Now, before we go on to the next caller, okay, we've got two questions in the chat room. And
okay.
Joshua, give us just like 5 more minutes, Joshua. I know you've been holding for a little while and you fell out of the call a couple of times, so just hold on for me. Okay, now one question from the user's name is Learning 4. Okay, Learning 4, do you need Learning 4's actual name or do you just want to know the question?
No, just the question.
Okay. Learning 4 says, tomorrow is my birthday. What do you see regarding relationships?
Forgiveness. You've got some old stuff hanging on your heart, and I want to encourage you, in order for you to move forward in opening up relationships and having better relationships, is I really want you tomorrow with the sun, because you know it's the solar return, it's your birthday, meaning the sun's coming back around in your astrological chart, and so you have the energy of the sun behind you, and I want you to go out into the sun. Put your face to the sun. Let the sun bless you. Bring that energy down. Just bring that energy that soul energy, your soul's energy, into your energy field, into your belly for self-courage and self-confidence, and let it burn away any of the old hurts, old worries, old pain that you've been carrying on. And it could be, and what I'm seeing is it's old, old stuff. It may not even be stuff that you're even conscious of. I'm talking like old stuff from childhood, from past lives. There's just some old resentment stuff that you need to let go of. And I really feel like if you can let it go and give it up to the sun tomorrow, then the next day is a brand new day for you, a brand new way to be. And I'm going to share with you a Ho'oponopono prayer, which is, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you.
I love that
Ho'oponopono. Yeah, Ho'oponopono is an ancient Hawaiian prayer. You can go to YouTube and look it up. You can Google it. But it's just, it's really simple. It's just, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you.
It's very effective.
It's huge. And
yes,
it's like a pebble in the pond. And that's what you need to do tomorrow. And I guarantee you, by you doing that, you are like laying down the foundation for a whole new year of a whole new blessings coming your way. I mean, it's really big deal that you're doing it on your birthday. And I'm going to send you lots of love for your birthday. And I'm going to ask the angels to bring learning for a surprise tomorrow. So
Ooh.
Be on the lookout for surprise for your birthday. So I'm just going to put it out there that they bring you something good for your birthday. And
okay.
I feel like in the next, probably after the first of the year, you're going to meet somebody and have a heart connection. So just hang on. It's all good.
Excellent. Now, I want to take Joshua's call because Joshua in Texas,
sure,
he's the one that kept getting disconnected, and so I want to make sure I get him before anything happens to our connection.
Okay.
Joshua, are you there?
Hi, it's Crystal.
Oh, Crystal. I'm sorry.
I could have sworn.
Okay. I got it backwards. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you. I was calling to ask, I have a coworker that, which is Joshua, and he had a real conversation with me that felt like he wanted to say more. Like every time I see him, I can feel words, but he won't release them. And I just wanted to know, is that just me or is it, you know?
No, you're right on. He is incredibly shy. And there is a part of him that you scare him, and he's very nervous. It's almost like he's deer in the headlights when he gets around you. He's just enamored by you. I mean, you're kind of like where the sun sets and shines for him right now. And there's a part of him that's really nervous, and he just gets tongue-tied. And it almost reverts him back to almost, I want to call him a little nerd, but almost like where he's just, he doesn't even know what to do. And there's a part of him that's kind of scared because you're really kind of self-assured and you're really, you know, you kind of got it together. And that, you know, he's nervous. He doesn't want to blow it kind of. And because you guys work together, too, that puts added pressure on him because he sees you every day. So maybe tonight, I get a fit sense that you do like him. Am I right?
I think he's a respectable person. He was a Marine, so I'm kind of shocked that he's that shy. But he's a respectable person. I just met him. But I just pick that up every time I see him. I can feel something in my gut is just, I'm like, what is that, you know?
Yeah. Well, trust it. Trust your instincts. trust that very first, I always tell people, trust that very first instinct, that very first gut response. And tonight before you go to bed, you can ask your higher self to talk to his higher self and kind of just lay down the, you know, the groundwork and just say, you know, I'm open. You don't have to be shy. I'm open. I'm friendly. I'm open heart. You know, I'm open heart to hear what you have to say. And just kind of ask your angel, talk to his angel, and just kind of lay down that groundwork. But trust yourself. Trust yourself. Because that is really, really important. Okay?
And he is a good, is he a good person? I mean,
yes. Yeah, he is very good heart. He's thick walled though. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
There's, you know, because of, you know, of who he is, and, you know, he's definitely a man's man kind of thing. But he's underneath all that. He's really a good, tender heart.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know. So thank you so much. I thought I was going nuts. I said, I feel heavy every time he walks around. Like, I got to say something. I'm like, say it.
Well, I'm glad you called.
Thank you. I'm glad I called, too. God bless you guys.
You too.
Bless you.
Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, now, Erin is in the chat room, and she's been waiting. Now, this is a health-related question.
Okay.
Erin wants to know, she says, I was wondering if I could get Reiki energy sent to me to lower my blood pressure for tomorrow. And
okay, I'm going to start sending it right now.
Okay.
So just have her like since she's in the chat room, just let her let you know when she starts to feel it.
Okay, Erin, let me know. Type when you start to feel it.
I'm sending it right now. Can Erin hear me?
Yes, Erin can hear you.
Okay. I'm going to make some sounds for you, Erin. In fact, I'm gonna put you on speaker. I'm going to use my angel tuning forks. They want me to help you with just for you feeling the energies, because you've got some heavier energies around me, okay? Or heavier energies around you. So just hold on. And Erin, I'd like for you to see a trash bag in front of you, a garbage bag in front of you, and I'd like you to blow into it three times. Beautiful. And then we ask the angels to take away that garbage bag. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now I'm still sending you energy, Erin. I'm going to fill up your energy field. You were kind of really low and depleted. And then I'm also going to bring in the angel frequency into your heart now. Here we go. Take a deep breath. All right. At this time, we ask that the angels surround Erin, help her with her blood pressure, help her be at peace, help her find her peace. We give thanks for you all working in and through her. So be it, amen. Now, Aaron, there, even though we're going to be ending the show in a little bit, I want you to know that they're going to continue to work in and through you the tonight. So drink plenty of water over the next 3 days. You may go to the bathroom more. Just know that you're releasing anything that you don't no longer need. And they want you to consciously contact them. So consciously ask them, the angels, to help you, okay? And I hope you could feel that energy.
She said, thank you. I appreciate this very much. I wonder, is there a message too?
Yes. Well, that's the homework I was giving you. They want you to start talking to them and asking for their help, the angels do. Just saying, angels, I ask for your help. They want you to start to consciously connect with them, heart to heart. They want you to let your worry go, okay? Let your worry go. There's too much worry, and it's like energetic, almost like a wall that doesn't allow spirit to work in and through you. So it's really important that if you're not meditating on a regular basis, they want you bringing in silence and peace and breath work together. If you have trouble meditating, then you can do breath work, and then you can also chant. I'll give you a chant, which is SOHUM, S-O-H-U-M, and it balances your left and right brain. It's Sanskrit, and it's really simple, and I'll do a few things for you. SOHUM, SOHUM. Just do that for a few times. And what it's going to do is it's going to balance your left and right brain. The monkey mind. It'll quiet your monkey mind.
Excellent. Excellent. Aaron, I hope that was helpful. And remember, if you in the future want to get help from Christia, just go to her website. I put your website in the chat room as well as your Facebook. So
thank you.
Also, I have a favor to ask you.
Sure.
Let's see. Learning for the first reading you did for the chat room, the one who has the birthday tomorrow. Turns out learning for can't hear in the chat room.
Okay.
So if I send Learning 4 to your Facebook, can you basically give Learning 4 a rundown on what you said about going out in the sun tomorrow and how
to go
out in the sun, release that? Okay, so you heard that, Learning 4. I put her Facebook link in. Go to her Facebook, message her, and just say that it's Learning 4 because she'll probably remember that, and so that she could tell you what she told you to do about going out into the sun tomorrow. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm totally happy to help you. And I just, before we go, I just got a special, I'm teaching a class called Manifesting with the Angels.
Oh,
and
yes.
if you sign up by Friday, I'm giving away, the class is only $44. It's a 2-week, 4-hour class. If you sign up for the class by Friday, I'm giving away half an hour angel heart sessions with me.
Okay.
So, and that's a $45 value. So
wow.
It's really like you're getting a double time, but that's what I was guided to do. The angels want me to be of service to people. So I'm just
putting it out
there.
Okay, tell me now, when is the class? What date?
The class doesn't actually start until Do-do-do. I will tell you right now. I got to go. It actually doesn't start until December the 4th and
okay.
December the 11th. It's on. It's a teleclass. It's
okay.
at 9 p.m. It's a two-hour teleclass, so it's 4 hours altogether. It's only $44. I'm guided to give practical tools to help people manifest what they want with the help of the angels. And to share how I've, you know, how the angels have helped me and my clients over the years. And if you sign up by this Friday, you get a free half-hour angel heart session.
That's excellent. And what I'll do is I will write a post on my blog tomorrow giving that information and about the half-an-hour angel session that you're giving away with that so that because we have enough time right now for people to find out about it and sign up still.
Right.
Do they need to sign up by a specific date?
Yeah, I'm going to if they want the free session, they have to sign up by this Friday. But is December the 3rd is the cutoff date for the class.
Okay, gotcha.
And the classes will be recorded, MP3s, if people can't make it. And they'll also be receiving a free JPEG of my money manifester, my angel money manifester, angel, which is part of, if you go to my website and go to the classes, you'll see the image, the angel heart image with the money symbols. And that's actually gold pigment. And Amazonite and turquoise and emerald pigments, pure pigments that I use. They're pure mineral pigments that I use in my paintings.
Excellent. That is excellent. Okay, so, and I'll make sure that I do a post. So those of you who want all the information, I'll do the post and put it on my blog so that you can get it. And now, one last thing before we go, I'd like to ask, I've never done this before, but let me tell you, when we started the show, I kept getting pushed by my higher self to ask you to give me a reading, to tell me something. What
sure.
is it that you're pushing me to ask?
Oh, what is your higher self pushing? They want you to know?
Yeah, I don't know what it is they want me to ask, but they want me to ask you a question about me. What is it? I have no idea what it is. They just were pushing me to ask you a question.
Oh, okay.
What, is there something I need to know?
Well, it's all about your vision and your vibration. What they're showing me is you're getting ready to take off even further. You know what I mean? Like I always tell people that their journey is kind of like on a spiral staircase, an ascended spiral. You know, like we're on this journey of ascension and we're all on this spiral staircase. And some of us are, you know, different places on it. And you recently have taken a step up. And what's happening is everything in your life is taking a step up. And so things are going to be, everything is getting ready to, they're just showing me just vibrationally, everything is just taking a step up for you. So things are going to become even easier for you to manifest in the higher vibrations.
Oh,
everything
nice.
Is stay focused on your vision. You know, like stay true to your vision. So these are the key words they want me to communicate is what I'm seeing is vibration and vision. Vibration
yeah.
and vision. Make sure that you're vibrating in your vision are the same. So,
right.
you know, it's really important, the pure light that you are, and you're helping so many people with this, and to make sure that, you know, you're you're still on your course of your vision of where you want to see and be in the love and be in the light and helping the people. Archangel Michael is saying make sure you call on him and not to get bogged down because you're such an empath and a feeler. Make sure that you don't take on, other people's stuff too. Black tourmaline is a crystal that helps you not take on other people's stuff. It would be really good for you to get a couple chunks of those or even a bracelet or, but black tourmaline would really help you.
Because recently I stopped, I used to be a big wearer of citrine and I would never take it off. And it's just recently I took it off because I realized suddenly I couldn't feel.
Wow.
And I took it off and it was like night and day. And I was like,
yeah.
It was amazing. Because you're sucking everything up.
Right. Well, and you've shifted. See, at one time you needed that vibration. And now you've wore it so much as part of you. And now you're moving up. And so you've got to shift. You're moving up into the higher frequencies and you're taking a step up. So what once worked for you isn't working anymore.
Right.
So I'm going to encourage you to get the black tourmaline just so it helps you stay you. You know what
right.
I mean? It
right.
helps you be you without the interference of, even though you're feeling other people, you're not taking on their stuff.
Exactly. Thank you, because tourmaline is one that I'm always, whenever I see it online, I'm always so attracted to it.
Yeah, it's the black tourmaline you want, though.
Yes.
Because that's what really helps. And I'm also seeing labradorite, because you have a lot of angels around you, but you also have some friendly ETs. Some friendly ET guides, and they're, labradorite is of the stars. You know, they say that the stone, you know, has the stars, the universe in it, and it would be really good for you, for your star brothers and sisters.
And I actually do have a large labradorite heart that I used to sleep with under my pillow sometimes, and I would, I would just go places. That's why I'm careful of when I do it, because I would literally feel like, I'm leaving the earth.
Right.
Yes. I do. I have that stone.
Perfect.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And for anyone listening, I'm always open with putting out there what I'm working on whenever I get to a point, because, I always tell people I don't ever want to give the impression that I'm, like, done. You know what I mean? That I'm done working on myself, that I'm done doing this, that I'm done doing that. So I always like to show people, through my own actions that you're never done. You need to keep working. Keep asking questions. This is a journey that, like, never ends. And someone like Christia Cummings, and you saw how she just did a reading for me, and that was very helpful. And so that gives you an example of how helpful she can be to you along your journey, along your path, whether you're just starting, whether you've been on it for a while. If you feel like you're stuck, she would be the perfect person to call to help, get you back moving along it. So make sure you go to her website, ChristiaCummings.com. Go to her on Facebook, Facebook.com/ChristiaAngelMedium. And, contact, and of course, her course that's coming up, Manifesting with the Angels. Very affordable, $44. So definitely, take the course. It will help. And Christia, I am so glad that you could join us tonight.
Thank you so much, Sherry. I just, I just am really blessed for you to have me on, and thank you so much for letting me share my gifts with
yes,
your viewers, and,
we'll,
and thank you so much.
And we'll have to have you back on, and we can get more in-depth into talking about angels, because I'm sure my listeners would love to hear more about working with angels. So let's make sure maybe after the courses that you have, before the next ones you have, if we can get you to come back on, we'll talk about angels some more and let people know when the next set of classes that you're doing are going to be.
You got it. You got it. That sounds wonderful.
And
ask
everyone,
me anytime.
Yes, it was wonderful tonight. And
thank you
everyone,
so much.
I appreciate everyone for listening and for spending your pre-Thanksgiving with us. Make sure you don't eat too much tomorrow, but if you do, it's okay. Just, you know, eat a lot, drink a lot of water, rest, take a walk. Take a walk. You know, but have an enjoyable day and just, you know, remember to think of some of the things that you're thankful and that you're grateful for outside of just, you know, the obvious ones that we think of. And everyone have a great night.
Night.